You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
A local lawyer come and speak that it's okay to talk about this.
Sure.
And why it's important to talk about this.
I'm going to be there.
Good.
You had me at breakfast.
Yes. But
My billboard on Route 60 gets about, this is what they say, according to the company, it gets about 30,000 reads daily.
Wow.
Sure.
Now, a lot of those are duplicated with people that go to work every day. Okay. But 30,000 reads. The one on US 1 gets 31 to 32,000, believe it or not. I'm surprised that Route 60.
Those are people going into Vero from the south side and then coming in from the west.
First of all, there's got to be, I want to know, I'll call the lady today and find out what I can do with those. Because at least come November 1st, if someone else is willing to pay for it, we could string something down over my photo. I don't care if I'm not on there, you know, for a couple of months, and string it down that says vote no, Amendment 4, and put that on my billboards. On both of those billboards, you're looking at 30,000, you're looking at 60,000 reads daily, you know. That'll certainly turn this county, at least I think people are not aware. Sometimes I've seen amendments when I go up to vote and I go, I don't know about this. I'm not going to vote because, people are busy with their daily lives. You know, I'm a clerk working at Publix. I've got to feed my family. With the prices of food the way it is now, my husband's working two jobs. I'm working, I'm the wife. I'm working. I don't believe in that, by the way. Here I am being the first person. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, go ahead. Pastor, what do you think about all this?
Well, I was going to share, it was a week ago on Friday at a Republicans for Life group. And we had the pleasure to meet with Erin Grawl and also her sister Heather. And she came up and spoke on the legalese of the amendment and some of the bizarreness from how it was put together, that if you were to look at other amendments that are also coming up, there's amendment number one, number two, number three, they're hoping to actually get away from a number system because amendment four, 5 years ago was something else. Yeah. And now amendment four has to do with abortion. But like the amount of explanation given to amendment number four is so low. Normally it's supposed to be 3 or 4 pages. You're defining all the terms. This is so vague that your masseuse could literally prescribe for you to have an abortion. You know, who would think that way? And again, not putting a term to viability. Well, if someone is in a coma briefly in the hospital, well, are they no longer viable so we can just end their life? Or do we do all that's necessary to help them? And so not explaining terms, not having definitions. There's very little written on this amendment that I even think a lawyer would look at this and say, this is poorly done.
Exactly. I mean, the title of it is Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion.
Right.
And then, it says no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider, which is who knows who. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion.
It was Dr. William Lyle who came and spoke over at CareNet last year, and I really love his motto that he's put out there. A patient is a person no matter how small. Kind of borrowed a little from Dr. Seuss, and here we are, we got the four kids at home. But really, who is the patient and the health of the patient? Is it the mother or is it the child? You know, he's shared that he's worked with many colleagues and physicians who would operate on a child with spina bifida in utero at 12, 10, 8 weeks to correct certain abnormalities. And so the goal of a physician is their Hippocratic Oath, do no harm. And so if this quote-unquote clump of cells, which we obviously know is life, is a person, is a patient. Right. And do patients have rights? Absolutely, patients have rights. And so, there's a lot of unfortunate writings, and not everyone listening is some legalese person. I'm for sure not one myself, but it just seems like in the way amendments are normally written and proposed and done is done very professionally, thoughtfully, and it's very well defined. This amendment is none of that.
None of that. And I mean, it is absurd, really. But also, I'd like to share, you know, abortion hurts women.
Yeah.
It hurts women. I mean, we see hundreds of women. 1 in 4 women have had an abortion, even in churches.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they get pregnant and they go to church, it's shame and guilt that Satan gets them with. They don't want anyone to know that they're pregnant. But and they carry that pain for their life unless they go through some healing, post-abortion healing program, which CareNet does. We have Surrendering the Secret, and we have Forgiven and Set Free. Mm-hmm. And some of my dear friends that I had known for years, once I started working at CareNet, they said, you know, Bonnie, when I was in college, I had an abortion. Mm-hmm. I would have never imagined it. And that could have been me.
As a minister, I met with a lot of people who privately would say, Pastor, I need to talk to you about something that I've been dealing with. And here is the opportunity that us as ministers can remind people of the gospel. We serve a redeemer. You know, that's a name we give to God. And Jesus on the cross paid for our future sins, our present sins, and yes, even our past sins. Yeah. And so we have a new life in Christ, and we need to be reminded of that. And that's so helpful to mothers who have made the unfortunate decision, but they're not left in the unfortunate circumstance. They're left with a God who can redeem.
Yeah, I just had a mom come in this week. I was so excited to see her. She was one of my first moms that I got to speak with, and she was told to have an abortion. It was 5 years ago, 5+ years ago, and for medical reasons. And mm-hmm. you hear that a lot. And she truly had medical problems. But we were able to say, go get a second opinion, a third opinion. And she did, because she didn't want to abort her baby. Now her miracle baby is 4 years old, running mm-hmm. around. And when she came in this week, she had tears in her eyes. She just said, I can't thank this pregnancy center enough, or else I would not have my baby, my child, my miracle child. And she has other children, too. And so that's where the body of Christ comes in. And so when we see a woman in an unplanned pregnancy and she's not married, that, you know, everyone has things that they do that maybe they shouldn't do. Just some things show, mm-hmm. you know, and so we need to embrace them. And as a matter of fact, another program CareNet does is Embrace Grace, where we partner with churches and they do this 12-week Bible study with single pregnant moms. And it's so beautiful. They are loved on like, they just can't even believe how much they're loved on. And then after 12 weeks, they have a baby shower for them. Mm-hmm. And the moms are just blown away. And then they get incorporated into that church, that family, and, you know, everybody comes around them. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So, so again, that's this famous singer you have, Rebecca St. James, is coming to perform here in Vero Beach, Florida. This is November when?
October 29th.
October 29th at the IG Center.
Yes, at the IG Center. 1 week before voting. Wonderful.
And again,
I'll tell you, she is just wonderful. Maybe we can get an interview with her, of course, because we have the show. It's on 100,000-watt Christian station WCNO, and they're always priming the pump to get their songs played on different Christian stations. So maybe that's a door that will open.
You know.
Her and I could do a one-on-one interview over the phone or whatever, Zoom.
Tickets to this event is $100, but I want you to think about this a little bit differently, okay? This is to benefit many women, parents that come to the CareNet Pregnancy Center, and whether you can make it there or if you can't be there that night, just send $100 to CareNet to honor these pregnant mothers, people who have made a decision to keep their child, and mothers who are questioning. And again, what a blessing it is, because we need to be a people to support these ministries that support women that are making choices to preserve life. And so make the commitment. Talk to your church about being a sponsor. And again, What a unique opportunity we have right before a big election talking about life issues. And you get to hear from Rebecca St. James. So,
and you can go to carenetchampions.org and you can read all about Rebecca, all about the ministry. So we have two websites, but go to carenetchampions.org and you can register to attend the banquet there, and you can pay there if you would like. And it tells you about the sponsorship, or you can call 772-569-7939. But carenetchampions.org is the best place to go.
And once again, I want to make sure we remind people to vote no for Amendment 4. We've got a couple of minutes left. Again, Bonnie, explain for someone who maybe is just tuning in, what is Amendment 4 and why should Christians vote no on Amendment 4?
If Amendment 4 is passed, it would allow a woman to have an abortion well past the point of pain that the baby feels, up until birth, and for any reason, and any health care provider can prescribe this. And like, for example, I just talked to a woman yesterday who has an abortion hotline, and she got a call the other night that a woman in another state at 28 weeks got in a fight with her boyfriend, went and had an abortion, and is devastated, and her life will never be the same. So that could happen in Florida all day long. And Governor DeSantis said it would change the trajectory of Florida. We would not be doing well because we would be an abortion tourism state. Mm-hmm. So the states surrounding us would come to Florida to have an abortion rather than come to Florida to go to Disney World. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just it would just change the look of the entire state. Because everybody has a reproduction story. 99% of people have some type of reproduction story.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. I mean, because, yeah, wow. I mean, like, and the fact that you can't go to a movie that's not rated PG or whatever without permission from your parents. You can't get your nose pierced or your ears pierced without permission from your parents. But you can go, this new amendment goes through, children will be able to have a full
abortion. If you're under 18, you can do things without your parents' knowledge. And again, who's supposed to be the parent? Is it the government? Is it the child? Or is it the mom and dad? And they should be included on such big decisions.
Yeah.
So again, November 5th, I believe, is our election day.
Yes,
so please show up at your polling locations. If you're listening on the radio, if you're seeing this online, talk to your pastor, talk to your church leadership about hosting some kind of sign outside of the church, making it part of their worship bulletin inserts. And again, locally here, we would love to have every church in the county come alongside CareNet in partnership and, again, be a part of the upcoming fundraiser banquet. I mean, 40 years of working alongside parents, mothers is incredible. And each mother is treated uniquely, specially, and over a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We love it.
All right,
listen, what we do.
I want to thank you guys for coming on the show today. Pastor Trevor from Morningstar Church, Bonnie Martinelli, Executive Director of CareNet, Indian River County. Thank you so much for being an advocate for the unborn.